Word of Faith Ministries, establishing the kingdom of God and changing lives with the message of faith and the grace of Jesus Christ with a practical, biblical, and balanced teaching you can trust.
Welcome to the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. We praise the Lord for being able to reach your home or wherever it is that you're watching or listening to us. Through the signal, through television, and through radio, to those who are listening to us via radio, thank you for following along with us. Now, we've been in a study series titled True Prosperity. True Prosperity. Now, the Word of God tells us in 3 John 1:2, Beloved, I desire above all that you have health just as your soul prospers. That is a complete, integral prosperity. Notice how it says that you have health, something physical in your body, and you prosper in all things. This includes financially, matrimony, a good relationship with your wife, with your husband, with your children, that you have a complete understanding of the word, and a relationship with God, which is most important above all other things. Now, in our first 4 sessions, I spoke of a few different subjects, which I recommend you follow along. You can specifically understand this. If perhaps this is the first time you're listening via radio or watching me for the first time via television, or you are watching this perhaps through a video on the internet or through our website, our social media, a Word of Faith Ministries, I recommend the first 4 sessions that you can better understand what it is that I'll be speaking. As I speak through study series, I follow along and I advance in its specific information. If you watch something for the first time, it's very possible that you'd think, no, I don't agree with that, or why would he say that? But I've already explained some things already in our past sessions. So I started speaking on the importance then of a relationship with God. I spoke what eternal life is. How that eternal life has to do with that relationship with God, with knowing God day by day, and develop that relationship with God, not as a religious or far from reach being, but a good father that is with us, to those who have been born again and have accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, and how his presence has come to live in our spirit now. There are some other things apart from the new birth then that we should advance in how to renew our minds and change our way of thinking and reaching what the Bible calls maturity. Now, none of us will reach a point where we say this is the most mature possible place I can be in, and then from there we're going to rot like a fruit or something, but we are constantly maturing from one time to another and we're growing spiritually. Not just in behavior or conduct, but our understanding with the word. Behavior has nothing to do with our salvation, but behavior, or I'll repeat it again, behavior has nothing to do with our salvation or necessarily what we know, but behavior due to what we know of the word of God makes us have a good testimony of the Lord Jesus in us. Because it's not us, but now the Lord Jesus lives in us. And the world people do not see us, or apologies, they do not see the Lord Jesus in us, but they see us. So our behavior should be a reflection of those who are born again, specifically, that have been born again. Behavior should be a reflection of the Lord Jesus and of his word in us. Now, in Luke, we left off in Luke, and today's subject is the following. The attitude of your heart will determine the results. Now, if you want to see the word of God manifest in your life or in what you're believing for. One more time, the attitude of the heart, the motive. There are benefits in giving. But a big part of Christians, when they give, they're just thinking, I'm going to give to receive. But the Apostle Paul called that, and I'm going to go there. I know I said in Luke, but I want to start showing things with the Bible as we advance in this teaching. In Philippians 3, or Philippians 4, my apologies, 4 verse 14 and 15. Nevertheless, you have done well that you shared in my distress. Verse 15. Now you Philippians know, after that, in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church shared with me concerning giving and receiving, but you only. Now, of course, there are benefits, and we should take advantage of those benefits. We should also receive and believe for the manifestation of what we give in the kingdom. But one more time, our heart and our motive, or the motive of the heart, should be, I give because I love God. Love is the principal motive to give, because we're thankful with the Lord, because He is good. Once we do it with that motive, then now we claim the benefits. Last time we were together in this series, then we were following along in Luke 12. And I want you to see this, because it's a very interesting point. Luke 12, verse 13. Then one from the crowd said to him, Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance. But he said to him, Man, who made me a judge or an arbitrator over you? And he said to them, Take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of things he possesses. Notice verse 15. I'm going to make a quick pause here in verse 15. Help me with the New Living Translation. Then he said, Beware, guard against every kind of greed. Life is not measured by how much you own. So the question is then, if life isn't measured or consist in the goods that we own, because the life of man does not consist in the abundance of the things that he owns, in verse 15, the question then is, what does the life of man then consist in? Now, if we follow along the same pattern of conduct of what the scriptures tell us, it consists then in how generous you are. But you're generous, you're a giver in the works of the Lord because you have a relationship with Him. There is a big difference then in just saying, I'm going to give to receive. Or I'm going to give to receive things, or sow. The Bible speaks of sowing. He who sows will reap. But there are people, for example, and I've seen this for more than 20 years, preaching this message of faith in the grace of the Lord Jesus. I've seen it this way, for example. So this so person heard that this other person gifted a car to someone, to a brother in Christ in the church. And the brother who sold that car later gives a testimony, said, about a year ago or 6 months ago, I gave a car to my brother in Christ here. The Lord told me to give him a car, and I sold a car into his life. And over time, someone, or I was given a new car, or I had the money to buy a new car, something of the sort. That was my harvest. So then if someone is sitting down and listens to that and says, oh, I'm also going to give a car, the old car that I have, so that God can give me a new one. You see, the motive is wrong. The motive is very wrong, very erred and confused. Because if we hear correctly, the brother said, the Lord told me, the Spirit guided me to do so. That's a very important point. Second of all, the brother in Christ moved by love towards God, first of all. And when you love God, you want to obey Him. So he acted then on what the Lord told him, and that's faith. He obeyed. Obedience is faith in action. He gave that car, and of course, every seed produces its according to its own fruit. Let's read this in Genesis then. Chapter 10. Genesis 1. Apologies, my mistake. Verse 10. Ten, 11, and 12. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called seas, and God saw that it was good. Then God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, and the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, the herb that yields seed according to its kind. Notice how in 11, it mentions it gives fruit according to its own kind. And in 12, again, it mentions again according to its own kind or its nature. So then what's the nature of your seed? The nature is financial. You sow finances, then you will reap finance. Perhaps you could sow money, physical money. But you can perhaps reap a house or a car, but it's all moved in the same financial area. It's the same financial seed. So then again, what was the motive? You heard someone say, I'm going to give this car, so I'm going to do the same thing, when the Lord never told you to. And suppose the Lord did tell you, you say, oh yeah, I'll give the car just because I want to receive. It doesn't matter to me in obeying God or the life of that person. Then again, your motive is very wrong. And that's where the result then is very different. Amen. So Luke 12, verse 15. Take heed, beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of things he possesses. So then what does life consist in? We could say that life consists, speaking of this subject here, of how generous you are, but it's generosity. Generosity is a result of your relationship with God. Simple as that. It's a result of your relationship with God. Now, follow along with me here, continuing reading in verse 16 onward till verse 21. This is the last part that we saw last time. Then he spoke a parable of them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man yielded plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, since I do not have room to store my crops? Now those two verses. Notice again, the attitude of the heart. Because a person that loves God and has a relationship with God, first thing he says is, Father, what is my participation in this? How much do you want me to give? Farther on ahead, I'll be speaking of tithings, offerings of the sort. But first, understand this. This is very important. When we speak of prosperity, we're not speaking of money or material things necessarily. It includes in it money and material things, but it's not the only thing. I know people, or I've known people, and there still are people in the world who have lots of money. Lots of money. Millionaires. Others multimillionaires. Others billionaires. But they're people that are completely lost from God. So do you think that impresses God? No. Nor should it impress you. There are people that are completely lost to God. Many of these celebrities that people admire and praise almost and idolize them. They idolize them, put them on pedestals. The grand majority of them are perverse people. They are people that promote other things less God. They promote everything. Many of them actually promote what God hates, what God detests. Amen. So God doesn't admire those people just because. You have to stay with what the Bible says here. This man could have said, when he said in verse 16, that the inheritance. Now help me with the New Living Translation in verse 16. A rich man had a fertile farm that produced fine crops. 17, New Living Translation. He said to himself, "What should I do? I don't have room for all my crops." What's the issue here? Many. But first of all, he never asked God. Notice how the Bible says he told himself. Asked himself. In the original translation that we were in. And he thought within himself. Or meaning, he thought for only himself. He did not ask God. He did not inquire from God. Why? Well, you can see a man that does not have a relationship with God. He never inquired from him, never asked him. Well, the world will always work that way. The world does not account God for anything. Only when they have an issue, say, "Oh, please, poor God, please help me." They beg God to help. But the sad thing is, the grand majority of Christians live the same way. They are saved. That's the difference between them and the world. They're saved. They are children of God. If they die, they go to heaven. But here on this earth, many of them have a mentality close to the world in their way of thinking. Speaking specifically of this subject, they never inquire from God. They never say, "Lord, how much do you want me to give here? What's my participation here?" That's the difference then between true prosperity . Now verse 18. So he said, he himself answered. New Living Translation. Then he said, "I know. I'll tear down." What did he know? From his own carnal mind. He answered the question for himself according to his carnality. According to that lifestyle of not accounting the Lord for anything. Watch this. New International Version in that same verse. Then he said, "This is what I'll do." One more time. "I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones where I will store my surplus grain." Now, let me explain something here. It's very probable if you take the Lord into account, he'll say, "You'll do this." It's very probable that the Lord will tell you, "Make your home bigger," or "Do this bigger," or "Change this, expand your business," because the Lord is a Lord of abundance. I'm not speaking scarcity or poverty or lacking or need. I'm not speaking any of that. And I don't believe in any of that because the Bible does not speak of that. I don't believe in any of that because the Lord doesn't believe in it. What I'm referring to, do you take the Lord into account? That will change everything. If you take the Lord into account, it's the big difference. Unfortunately, and I'll repeat it one more time, there have been people in the body of Christ who have abused, unfortunately. And instead of preaching a biblical prosperity with the correct motive, they've preached more secular materialism. It's just secular materialism. And the very same word is telling you it's secular. It has nothing to do with God. It's departed from God. So as a result, you have poor Christians, and they think that it's God who has them that way. And due to the fact that there have been people who have abused that message, then we have another group of people where they teach them this, or they teach Christians this, that they have to be poor, and they're saying, no, that of prosperity. So those who preach excessiveness and money, but not everyone. In other words, there's prosperity to prosperity. God is a God of prosperity. But many people in the world also believe in prosperity, but their heart is twisted. The difference is God does not have a twisted heart. So you and I should not have a twisted heart. Because the world will criticize us, and even Christians, as I've said, there are Christians who will criticize me because I speak this. But those same Christians, some of them have two jobs because they don't have enough money. There are people who will backstab you. They will kill you. They will want to kill you and hurt you if it is that you have money. So money is important. Very important, because we live in a society based on finances. You can't avoid it daily unless, I don't know, I don't say it in a negative way, contrarily, but if you were sick or something and you were bedridden and you don't realize of the world around you, then I'd understand. But speaking of people who daily go to work, come back from work, you have your daily commute. And if you notice, daily, for the most minimal thing, always, you will always spend money. You will always use money. Always. If you're going to go, say, buy groceries for your home, well, you're going to use time, you're going to use your vehicles. Your vehicles use gasoline. You're going to use things that will spend money. Even if you didn't have time to eat breakfast and you had to buy a coffee or a snack, you're going to use money. And depending on how far that place is, and you go and buy the things that you want. Daily, we use money. We use a phone that we use, and at the end of the month or at the end of the year, we have to pay our phone bill according to whichever plan we have. There are other people who have a yearly plan. Even that, you still have to spend money. You have to spend money to make calls. And if you have perhaps a prepaid card, according to the phone number that you're sending to, videos that you're watching, phone calls that you're doing, they'll use up that data. Wherever it is that you are, we live in a society where money is used. So money itself is not evil. We need it. Well, the same thing happens in a church or in a ministry. You pay radio stations, TV stations. You pay the light bill, you pay the electricity. In this moment, we're using quite a bit of electricity in this building. It's used. So money, that's what it's used for. To be able to supply all the spending that there is. When the word is being presented. People assume that because you watch something on the internet, it's free. In certain cases, it could be, but I don't think so. Nothing is free on this planet Earth. But with all that being said, the motive of your heart is what makes it important before God to be able to receive the benefits from God, from His laws of sowing and reaping. The motive is what makes it different. And God will honor His word, and you will lack nothing. And God will help you. Glory to God. But have your motive set correctly. Again, there are benefits. And one more time. Verse 18. Then he said, this is what I do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones. And I will store all my surplus grain. I'll store everything there. He did not speak of being a better blessing or giving in the works of the Lord. That other people could come to the Lord Jesus. That other people, once they were born again, they could now start changing their way of thinking with the word of God. So they could head towards maturity. He never spoke any of that because there was none of that in his heart. Verse 19. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods lay up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. A New Living Translation, that same verse. I will sit back and say to myself, my friend, you have enough stored away for many years to come. Now take it easy, eat, drink, and be merry. Or have fun. International version. I will say to myself, you have plenty of grain made up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry. Now, it's not that God is against, or God doesn't want you to rest or to eat or to drink or to have a good time. What does the New Living Translation say? To be merry. Relax. Not that God is against that you relax or that you have fun. In no way. All the contrary. The Bible says that He gives us all things in abundance that we can enjoy them. But if you follow along and see the parable with the help of the Holy Spirit, this man did not inquire from God. He himself gave the response. They were just carnal responses, carnal answers, that the only beneficiary from this would be him. He was only thinking on me, myself, and I. Verse 20. But God said to him, fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided? New Living Translation, verse 20. But God said to him, you fool, you will die this very night. Then who will get everything you worked for? This man did not have a covenant with God. But the sad thing is, why do I mention it? The sad thing is, there are millions of Christians that although they have a covenant with God due to the new birth, in their mind, in their way of thinking, they act as if they were pagans. Amen. As if they were heathens. Verse 21. So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. Now please help me with the New Living Translation in verse 20 and 21. But God said to him, "You fool, you will die this very night. Then who will get everything you worked for?" 21. Yes, a person is a fool who store up earthly wealth but not have a rich relationship with God. Wow, he is not rich in his relationship with God. Remember, the life of man consists in how generous you are. Hallelujah. That's the difference then. Thank you, Lord. Now, share this whole teaching. Help me please to share this teaching in your social media. Not just so people can watch this teaching and change their way of thinking, but also you can experience what the first announcement says. All the rest of the announcements, please pay attention to them. But the first one, if any of you know, have not been born again.
The Word of God says in Romans 10, 9 through 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For in the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. If you have not received Jesus Christ, you have not been born again. Therefore, you have to take the next step. I am not speaking about a religion or changing your religion. I am speaking about you receiving Jesus as Lord and Savior. I invite you to make this confession with me. God, in heaven above, I come before you to receive the gift of life, to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. I believe that you raised him from the dead. I believe he is alive and he reigns. Jesus, I give you my life and I invite you into my heart. From now on, God, I can call you Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for receiving me as your child. Now, if you have said this prayer, you have been born again. Welcome to the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome to God's family. And remember, with all thy getting, get understanding. The word says in 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith, not by sight.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and welcome to Word of Faith Ministries. We're all about sharing biblical, practical, and balanced teachings that you can trust. Through our teachings, special broadcasts, and live videos, we aim to spread the gospel far and wide. And if you share what we do, you're helping us reach even more people and keep this mission going. Thanks for being part of it.
We want to know about you and what God has done in your life. Please visit our website, mpfccc.org, and click on the testimony section and share with us the wonders of the Lord.
Hi, I'm Kayla. I have a quick question for you. Did you enjoy our teachings? How about the Kingdom and Government episodes? We'd love to know how this content has made a difference in your life. If it's been helpful, go ahead and like the video and drop a comment. We'd love to know how God's Word is impacting you.
Do you have any questions regarding this teaching? Visit our website at mpfccc.org and click on the questions section to submit your question for Pastor Ignacio Hughes.
We are grateful for your continued prayers and financial support, which are important for spreading God's word around the world. Giving to our ministry is both simple and secure. Please visit our website, mpfccc.org, and find the giving section where you will find a variety of giving options. To make a donation, fill out the donation form, enter your desired contribution amount, select the specific fund you wish to give to, add your preferred payment method, and click the Give button to finalize your donation. Upon completion, you will receive a confirmation of your donation. We want to reassure you that any amount you decide to give is a blessing and appreciated in our ongoing mission. Thank you for your support and for partnering with us.
Amen. Thank you to all our friends and faith partners of Word of Faith Ministries that make all of these broadcasts possible. Especially our broadcasts via radio and television. Your financial help is greatly appreciated. Now, in Luke 12, Verse 21 in the New Living Translation. I'll read it one more time. This is very important. Store up earthly wealth, but not having a rich relationship with God is a fool. So just accumulating things for yourself is distribution. That should be the heart of every person. Normally, and not that it's necessarily wrong, I'm not saying that it's completely wrong, but the mentality of the average Christian is just to store up things, to have things. That's to say, have them in perhaps jar everything up, store everything up, and then just sit down over those jars. Some of you know that Nubia, my children, and I, we do not live here in what we call the city. The city here, or the town here in Douglas. But we live, we call the county limits of Douglas, perhaps in a type of estate or ranch. We do not have many services of perhaps what the trash collecting system that we have here in the city. We have a container in every other week, around every week or 2 weeks. We have to come here to what the trash dump is here to throw away our trash, and they charge us depending on the trash that we have in our bags. The times that I have come, normally my son is the one that takes care of that. But when I've done it in the past, and the few times that I've come here, you can see in certain containers, you could see perhaps televisions that were once used before. Many of them perhaps broken down, but over time they have a new television model. And then after that, another, and we just start throwing them away. Start putting in the trash. The same thing with phones. They become obsolete. Clothing that we don't use this style anymore. We don't use these types of clothes anymore. And we can spend clothes, and later on we don't want to use it anymore. It's very rare a person who simply just throws away clothes because it's already worn out. We have so much to give away. Or we have clothes that we use, but it is still in a good state, and we give it to someone else who can use it. My point is this. Normally, we just consume a lot. Not that it's wrong. I'm not criticizing that. You know, we need to live and consume. One more time. We live in a financial society. Nevertheless, when we think in the kingdom of God, when we think in the kingdom of God, the world will criticize us. As I've said, Christians will criticize me. Some time ago, actually, I came here to the facilities here in the ministry, and I came specifically to this recording set. And this isn't my home. This isn't part of my home. It's a recording set that we have here. And I came in my pickup truck, which is, it's a 2004. It's 21 years, in very good condition, Dodge diesel. Cummins. I normally like trucks like that. I know people nowadays like cars that aren't so noisy. I still like a noisy car on me. When I turn it on, the smoke comes out from the exhaust. And I still like the smell of it. And I had been speaking on kingdom and government that week in the recordings that I do of the political situation of the country, specifically here in the United States. And I had been giving lots of information on it. And I used one of my personal social medias of Facebook, and my son was driving and one of my other daughters was recording for me to tell the brothers in Christ and faith partners, Word of Faith Ministries, if that some of them that still follow me through that social media. And a person criticized me, saying, put a comment that I was using the money to have a personal driver. You see, that person, I don't know who they are. But most probably is not a faith partner with Word of Faith Ministries. I've never asked for anything from them. They've never given anything. But like her, there are many, and I have nothing against the people. But I'm saying, so you can see the heart of the people. But then I started thinking, what if then I did have a driver and I pay them? I'm not using the money of the ministry. This person doesn't know then what we've worked for in the past, what we've sown in the kingdom of God for years, when I've bought and sold animals and cattle. What it is that I've done then, investments that I've done. And we receive the money and we've sown in the kingdom of God. And for some reason, I would have to use a personal driver or chauffeur. What of it? What does she care? Or what do they care? And we can judge something and see something and say, oh, that person has that. Or that other person has this or the other. And you can believe on social media what they say of certain preachers, that because they have an airplane, for example. But have you ever asked? Or have you tried figuring out how much it is that those people then, speaking of good preachers with a good heart for the Lord and for the people, and more than 50, perhaps 50 years in the ministry, faithful to their wives, have brought up their children in the Lord? Have you ever asked then, before criticizing this or the other, what it is that they give in the kingdom of God? How much they've sown in the kingdom? Millions of dollars that they've perhaps given to people, helping people, giving free material? Because some people say, oh, they should give all free. Well, to produce something, it's not free. Now, of course, if you want something, well, I could put a phone there and just be speaking things. But I don't know if you've noticed, I'm speaking and the verses come out there on the screen for you. Information is that this all has to be edited. These are programs that we pay for. Some editing softwares. We have computers to be able to present quality product with good audio and good video resolution. And that those cameras, that equipment costs money. Have you ever thought that if everything is just free, how people just record themselves on TikTok or Facebook? And that's how I recorded things, just with a phone and Ignacio Nubia Hughes, because I'm not here in the church. But the majority of the things that we put up, they're editions of Word of Faith Ministries. Have you ever asked how much we've invested? How much free material there is available in our YouTube channel, Word of Faith Ministries? The app that we have is completely free, and you can download it completely free. Someone pays for all that to maintain the website, to maintain the app, to keep it on air, to keep it in the net. Where you are able to access it. That you have access to something. Someone's paying for it. Someone's having to pay for all the material. Someone's having to pay for the light that's used, the electricity that's being consumed. But the average Christian doesn't think on that. And the reason is because the average Christian is not instructed in this. The average Christian thinks that the gospel is free. That's what some say. Yeah, it's free to tell you that God loves you and that he paid for your sins. And that he died for you, and to present the plan of salvation. But once you present it to hundreds of thousands of people, in massive outreach like television and radio, it's not free. People on radio are not going to tell you, oh yeah, it's free. Just send it for free. No, because in a radio, be it Christian or be it secular, in a television or radio secular station, there are employees. You have to also pay the light of the building. You have to pay the presenters that are coming out on television. There are employees there. And we can understand that sometimes in the secular world. But when it's then on the things of the Lord, the criticism is astounding. The massive attack, and of course, it's the devil, it's part of persecution. But we have to speak honestly and openly. And now it's true, and I touched on this in our last sessions, it's true that unfortunately there have been people in the Christian world who have sheared, as the saying goes, they have sheared the sheep. They have made fraud and given terrible testimony. It's true. But not all of them are like that. Not all. Some of us have a heart in the kingdom and in changing lives and in touching the lives of the people and in changing their worldview for good. Some are born again. Others perhaps have been born again, but change and renew their mind with the word of God. Others will go from the two points. They will be born again, and then they will continue feeding themselves. In this case, through what Word of Faith Ministries offers. We aren't the only ones. We don't claim to be the only ones. That'd be nonsense and foolish. Nevertheless, there is a considerable number of people then whom God has called them to connect themselves spiritually and to subtract information, spiritual information, constantly. Constantly extracting information from Word of Faith Ministries. Now, my advice for some of these people, not those who get information constantly, this is for those who criticize, at least listen and watch with the Bible once it's presented to you with the Word of God. Then you can reject it if you want to reject it. But first, watch the options that there are and listen to what the Word of God offers. And you yourself, again, this is for some of you, I give you this advice. If Word of Faith Ministries does not feed you spiritually, consider that what we speak here, what the Spirit of God gives us, does not feed you, that's fine then. Then seek someone else. And you don't seek it. Pray, let the Lord direct you. Amen. Don't be like this foolish man here who takes his own decisions. And be a partner with that ministry. Also, you can look into who we are. As I said in the beginning, there are many scammers out there. Where are you going to give? Find out who that person is. Who is that minister? Are they really someone? They call themselves a pastor. Is that someone whom you can trust? Are they ordained? Are they licensed to exercise in the ministry? Who are they? Where are they from? Who are they with? Something of the sort. Amen. And from there, listen and see and say, if the Lord tells you, do you want, if in prayer, say, Lord, do you want me to follow along? Is there a spiritual connection there? Just a simple prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus, I ask you, reveal to me. And if not, if Word of Faith Ministries is not for you, then don't waste your time just sending us critical messages. Not that it offends us. It's more so the only one that's in prejudice is you. And the only thing you show is the ignorance that there is in their heart. Because no one is obligating you to give, nor are we putting a gun to your head. We're teaching you the Word of God that you can inquire to hear from it. And then from there, it's a decision of the people who listen if they want to respond then to the preaching of the word. And in reality, they're responding to the Holy Spirit, which is the one that brings that conviction. Amen. Glory to God. Now, I want to thank again to all of our faith partners for that association. Consider them being a faith partner with Word of Faith Ministries. If you still are not, consider it in prayer. If you are constantly extracting spiritual information, consider being a faith partner. Word of Faith Ministries is feeding you constantly. Consider being a faith partner. Pray to the Lord. This was another broadcast, and we thank you for your life. Now, keep this last part. Were you ministered and were you fed with the Word of God? Then we give you the opportunity to do so online tonight, or in this day, or whenever you are listening to us. The Word of God says in Galatians 6, verse 6 and 7, let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. In those same verses, but in the New Living Translation, those who are taught the word of God should provide for their teachers, sharing all good things with them. Don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. So in this case, we are speaking of Word of Faith Ministries, which teaches you the word. Now, verse 7, New Living Translation, don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. You will always harvest what you plant. So when a person is constantly fed with the word of God, they should respond. Why? Because it is good for you. This is good for you. This is good for you yourself, because when you sow the word out of thankfulness, then you will reap. And at the same time, you help us, or you help that person who is being fed, in this case, from Word of Faith Ministries, to be taken farther. If Word of Faith Ministries does not feed you spiritually, then pray to the Lord to direct you or someone else and to another ministry to where you can be fed. But from where you are fed, the honorable is that you sow in that word. The Bible says that God gives to the sower. There is no such thing as, oh, I don't have, or I can't. That's true. The Bible says that God gives seed to the sower and bread for food. So if you start believing by faith, the laws of faith are, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I ask seed to sow. I believe that I receive it, and thank you for it. And from then on, every single day, thank you, Father, that you give me seed to sow. Miraculously, God will provide seed. We've lived it for those who believe in this. We've lived it time and time again, and we've experienced it time and time again. Time again. I agree with you in this day, in the moment of sowing. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I thank you for those who will participate in sowing and reaping. I call an abundant harvest, a hundredfold return. We believe we receive this in agreement in prayer. Thank you. Thank you that your word is true. And thank you that we see prosperity in the lives of your children, in those who will sow, in those who will give. In this moment, we thank you. And we agree. And you know what? Nothing. You will lack nothing. And not only you will lack nothing, you will come out of debt. Not only will you come out of debt, you will prosper in the way of God. You will prosper according to the way of God. When that harvest comes now, be wise, seek wisdom. Don't spend, get out of debt. God wants you free of debt, and he wants you very prosperous to finance the gospel of the kingdom. God bless you greatly.
We hope you have enjoyed today's teaching brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries. For more information about our ministry, contact us at 480-458-8618 or visit our website, mpfccc.org.
Be the first to be notified of our latest streamings by subscribing to our YouTube channel, Word of Faith Ministries. Don't forget to like, comment, and share.